Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crystal. How can I help you?
Crystal, can you tell me the name of this company so that I know that I'm calling the right company?
Yes, ma'am. We represent several different products, ma'am. We're third-party customer service representatives.
Oh, God. Okay, and I understand that. You can't. Well, if I give you my name, my address, email address, can you cancel whichever account I'm with you guys?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code first, please?
Okay, 23322.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
My first name is Shirley. The last name is Walterdine.
Could you spell that last name for me, please?
Oh, sure. W-O-L-T as in Tom, E-R, D as in David, I-N-G.
Okay, just one second, ma'am. What are the date of your charges, ma'am, if I may ask, please?
I'm not in my bank account.
Okay. Do you know what the amount was?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I don't have an account. Do you happen to have the last four of that card number?
Okay. All right. Wait a minute. Okay. Is QVC one of your people?
QVC? No, ma'am.
Okay, what are some of the companies? Maybe you can jog my memory.
Yes, ma'am. We represent keto, supplement, CBD oil, fitness watches, and skincare cream.
Oh, my God. I try under the skincare cream. I know I didn't do keto, and I didn't do CBD. I don't think I did CBD again. It never worked before. So. I have the number, and I need to go ahead and cancel it. So,
yes, ma'am. I'm not finding an account. Do you have the last four of that card number? Just search that way, please.
I have a bunch of cards, darling.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I have more cards than I need. What about, do you have any, you don't have anything under the address? Or you said zip code, right?
Yes, ma'am. I don't. Not in your first and last name. Can it be in?
You have anything under Shirley Perry?
Perry?
P-E-R-R-Y.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me just one second. One moment. Let me look that way for you. Okay, one more place I'm going to look for you.
Okay. And I normally jot down something other than a telephone number. This time I didn't. Jeez.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have an account that way either. Could I check by your phone number, ma'am?
Sure. Yes. Now, and I have two telephone numbers. The phone number, try the first one of 757-525-7623.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you thinking this could be fraud on your account, ma'am?
No, I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yes, ma'am. Okay,
I wouldn't go that far, no, ma'am. And the other number, if you don't see anything, would be 757-324-1237.
Thank you.
I did have, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have an account at all, ma'am.
There's something wrong here. Then I have this down here for a reason.
Yes, ma'am. I would suggest contacting your bank and letting them know, or your credit card company, that we don't have an account, and for them to look into those charges for you, since we don't have an account, ma'am.
Do you have anything where you charge $15?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to make a note that I called to cancel on this.
Yes, ma'am. Please, because our products are $92.90 and $91.89, ma'am.
Yo, I'm sorry. What did you say?
The amount of our charges are $92.90 and $91.89.
Unbelievable. Okay. I just don't know what it could be. I will. I will double check this year. I don't know. Other than the face cream, I'm not likely to order CBD anymore. And I don't, you tell my keto is a diet, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But under no all of your umbrellas, you don't have my name under any of that, right?
No, ma'am. We don't have your name at all, or your phone number, or the last four of your card.
Okay, then I'll check with my bank. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. You have a good day.
Thanks.